Cola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Five 13 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Yes, it is Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you on this Monday, getting the week underway today. Thank you so much for having us on. Let's go ahead and jump into the three important things you really need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, motorists will experience shoulder closures this week as construction on the Navarre Beach Causeway seawall continues. The $1.1 million construction contract was set to expire on April 2nd. However, during the construction phase, additional problems were identified. Weather permitting, the project should be completed by this Friday.
And more than 3 weeks into the 2025 Atlantic hurricane season, National Hurricane Center forecasters are monitoring a system 450 miles east of Bermuda. The system's forecast to continue moving northeastward at 5 to 10 miles per hour over the open central Atlantic poses no threat to land and no threat to the Gulf of America. Forecasters also confirm tropical development over the Gulf looks unfavorable through June.
Okay, that's a pretty nice report. Here's your third story. In response to the U.S. launching airstrikes on Iranian nuclear sites, local military bases across Northwest Florida are maintaining their current security levels. Eglin has not increased security measures. Hurlburt Field, NAS Pensacola, and NAS Whiting Field have not responded to any security protocol changes. Authorities continue to assess the security needs for our military installations.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, local law enforcement and fire departments are launching a donut strike from June 25th to June 27th to combat hunger in the community by supporting MANA. During this event, first responders will collect food and monetary donations at grocery stores in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties from 3 to 6 p.m. Donations can also be made at MANA's headquarters at any time between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m.
Okay, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson presented the SAFE Act to sheriffs from across the nation today. This was at the National Sheriffs Association annual conference. Bob Johnson.
It was really a great reception. They all wanted more information, and they're going to put it out in their newsletter and their magazine with a QR code where they can go and see our program and how to implement it at their agency. So hopefully across the country, we'll have different county sheriffs going to the SAFE.
I love it. All right. The SAFE Act creates a registry for families that have a member with certain disabilities, which include autism, ADHD, Alzheimer's, PTSD, and they left out, I want to add this one myself, Parkinson's.
Ooh.
They left the big one out here. When a vehicle, by the way, is registered, police can see that somebody in the vehicle may not react as expected before they make contact. The program was created in Santa Rosa County and signed into law across Florida last year. And I will tell you this, as a Santa Rosa County a citizen, they've done that. As you know, I'm a Parkinson's caregiver.
Yeah.
And they have me in their system. If something goes down, I flag up on their system. Hey, listen, Bob Johnson and that crew over there in Santa Rosa, doing a great job.
Absolutely. 5:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see, at least not much that you wouldn't normally expect. We still have some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Also have some on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. As for the weather, we're doing all right now. 86 degrees, a low of 76 this evening. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 93 and a low of 77. There are going to be some slight rainfall chances in the middle of your Tuesday, but it shouldn't result in much, if anything.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, the U.S. has launched and completed Operation Midnight Hammer, which targeted Iran's remaining nuclear sites on Saturday. Florida Republican Congressman Byron Donalds really expressing his support for President Trump this afternoon.
The president has been saying for quite some time he wanted peace. The Ayatollahs were stonewalling, which they've been doing really for 40 years. This is not a new thing. They've been doing that for a long time. And they tried to call the president's bluff, and he wasn't bluffing.
And a new study shows the most dangerous college town in the U.S. is in Florida, unfortunately. The list released by WasatchDefenseLawyers.com is based on the number of crimes per 10,000 people. Gainesville, Florida was named the most dangerous college town in the U.S. Berkeley, California was named the safest college town in the nation.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
It kind of caught me by surprise.
Not
too.
Surprise. I put a big question mark behind that one.
That caught my eyes.
Ellison, Berserkly has been the site of so many riots.
Physical riots.
I mean, very bad riots.
A very divisive area. Yeah.
I have not heard the university. I have not heard the Gator Nation go off like that one.
Yeah, I know. I don't know, man. I'm just the messenger here.
I'm gonna. I'll kind of.
we'll fact check that.
What I'll do is I'll just put a caveat behind that one saying fake news. Okay, Florida's Attorney General is asking the U.S. Supreme Court. Berserkly over.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, Florida's Attorney General is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn an injunction blocking criminal enforcement of illegal immigrant arrivals in the state. Grinnell Scott has more for us.
State Attorney General James Uffmeyer wants to clear the way for enforcement of a state Senate bill currently blocked by injunction. The bill seeks to criminalize immigrant entry into the state under three conditions: if they were previously deported, denied entry originally, or have evaded immigration enforcement. Uffmeyer seeks an emergency order from the High Court, claiming in his written appeal that the injunction impacts Florida's sovereign prerogative to protect its citizens. The appeal was submitted to Justice Clarence Thomas, with guidance on enforcement expected in a matter of days. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And Florida is preparing for yet another execution. Thomas Gudinas is scheduled to be put to death on June 24th. He raped and killed a woman in downtown Orlando over 30 years ago. If the execution is carried out, it would mark the seventh one in Florida this year.
Okay, so we're talking about law enforcement here. Let me just share this one with you. Law enforcement in Florida say they've recovered dozens of missing children. This happened during an operation over the past couple of weeks. Eben Brown is down in Miami with a story for us.
Federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies in and around Tampa say they found 60 children they had believed to be critically missing as part of an operation now being called one of the most successful recoveries in U.S. history. Operation Dragon Eye focused on locating children missing from the Tampa area and also resulted in the arrests of 8 people for things like kidnapping and trafficking. The U.S. Marshals Service says those children were likely subjected to exploitation, abuse, and violence. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
519 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
The Bible is truly the most amazing book ever written. Its words are not just inspirational, but are inspired by God. It's the only book that is completely error-free from cover to cover. The 66 books, the 1,189 chapters, are a love letter from God to you. The single storyline of redemption was penned by 40 different human authors, each one guided by the divine Holy Spirit. Joshua 1:8 encourages us to meditate on the Word of God day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to take time today to read your Bible.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim and Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, I just want to let you know that Fox is now reporting that Israel and Iran have agreed to a ceasefire this afternoon. That's about what I know as of right now. It's starting to just unfold. It's unraveling as we speak, but I'm going to keep you really up to date on this. But as Fox is reporting right now, President Trump says Israel and Iran have agreed to a ceasefire.
Yeah, we just saw Vice President J.D. Vance on Fox News talking about that with Brett Baier. So there's one upside, I suppose, in this divisive time we got.
Yeah, absolutely right. Okay, let me go ahead and get you covered here with your markets. Stocks ending up today as oil prices tumbled on the hopes Iran doesn't disrupt the global flow of crude oil. Hillary Barsky has your numbers for you.
Stocks ending higher as investors monitor the ongoing unrest in the Middle East. Oil prices fell after spiking earlier in the trading day, and Federal Reserve Governor Michelle Bowman making dovish comments today regarding interest rates. She said she would support cutting rates as soon as July if inflation pressures continue to ease or if signs of labor market weakness intensify. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were higher, with tech and industrials leading the charge while energy lagged. The Dow winners, Microsoft, IBM, and Home Depot, the Dow decliners, United Health Group, Amgen, and Chevron. The Dow rising 375 points, the Nasdaq higher by 184, S&P 500 up 57. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, S. Austin Price, he's ready to go here. He's looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Our worst-looking spots are going to have to be on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, on I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, and probably on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Look out for those three big spots right there. As for your local weather, 86 degrees, going to be a low of 76 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 93, low of 77, with some slight rain chances in the middle of your Tuesday.
All right, 526, News Radio 92.3. Life-threatening heat conditions are prompting alerts for, get this, 147 million Americans in 28 states. Well, Robert Ray, looking at this, it is what we call a Midwest heat wave.
extreme heat warnings like in Chicago, where they are challenging a 95-year record. In fact, 97 degrees was what it hit in June of 1930. Will they touch that? We shall see, but people are packing to the beaches and in Lake Michigan doing everything they can to cool off. And speaking of cooling off, cooling stations at libraries and city halls for those that need it. Hydration is key. This is the first major heat wave of the summer, and it's firing up across not only the Midwest, but heading to the eastern half of the United States. The Northeast going to be sweltering on Tuesday and Wednesday. In Chicago, Robert Ray, Fox Weather.
And a Texas Attorney General warning about a rise in what he called radical anti-Israel and anti-Semitic rhetoric. Activists say that this started on college campuses and has spread into communities. Rosalie Jerome heads the Texas-based Holocaust Remembrance Association. And last month, a major pro-Israel event was canceled in Dallas over credible threats. So she had given her thoughts on that. In San Antonio, the Jewish Community Center was forced to close for one day due to threats of violence. Police arrested one suspect.
Kristi Noem, Secretary of Homeland Security, discusses the possibility of threats in the U.S. after the strikes against Iran's nuclear sites. Kevin Yurinsky has the details.
DHS Secretary Kristi Noem spoke at the opening of a new border protection facility in West Virginia, acknowledging the rise in concern.
We recognize that as tensions escalate, that means that there could be more potential for threats here at home.
She also touched on the possibility of Middle Eastern migrants already in the U.S. becoming radicalized.
That is why we continue every day to go out and identify individuals that could be a threat to our homeland.
Noem adding that while the focus is on Iran right now, potential threats remain widespread.
It's North Korea, Russia, China, consistently every single day are trying to threaten our way of life.
The secretary did not single out any specific threat. Kevin Yuretsky, Fox News.
And President Trump is calling Iran's missile launch against the American airbase in Qatar a weak response. Trump posted that there have been 14 missiles fired, 13 were knocked down, and one was set free because it was headed in a non-threatening direction. He added that he was pleased to report that no Americans were harmed. Trump went on to say that he hopes Iran can now proceed to peace and harmony in the region. Well, with that Israel news, it seems like they've made some progress.
Absolutely, Fox News reporting just minutes ago, Israel and Iran have agreed on a complete and total ceasefire. Trump says Israel and Iran agreed to the ceasefire. He is congratulating everybody behind this, but this is a developing story. We will have it as we continue this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
All right. And a private company creating the largest ICE detention center in California, CoreCivic, will convert its 2,500-bed facility in California City into the state's largest migrant detention center. The agreement with ICE is part of a federal effort to expand detention capacity. Governor Gavin Newsom previously tried to block private prisons from housing ICE detainees, but a federal court ruled he cannot prevent private firms from assisting immigration enforcement.
Well, dreadlocks, a religious and spiritual activity for a lot of Rastafarians. Well, the U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to consider the case of a man who says his religious rights were violated when prison officials cut off his dreadlocks. Jessica Rosenthal, following the story this afternoon for us.
Damon Landor has been told by a judge and the Louisiana-based Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals that he doesn't get monetary damages after prison officials cut off his dreadlocks. Landor, a practicing Rastafarian, had taken a vow not to cut his hair, and he hadn't done so in 20 years. His attorney said there's already legal precedent on this that sides with him. Now, Louisiana's attorney general has acknowledged that what happened to Landor was wrong. She said they're ensuring this accommodation for future Rastafarian prisoners. But the court system so far has said what happened should not necessarily result in him getting any money out of it. Landor was sentenced to 5 months in prison back in 2019 for cocaine and methamphetamine possession. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Sports coming up in less than 5 minutes on News Radio 92.3. We'll see you then.
I'm John Saucier. This is a Fox News alert on Truth Social. President Trump says a ceasefire has been fully agreed by him between Israel and Iran. There will be a complete and total ceasefire, he writes. Iran had launched missile attacks against a U.S. military base in Qatar in retaliation for the American bombing of its nuclear nuclear sites this weekend. Qatar condemning the attacks, but says they successfully intercepted the missiles and no casualties were reported. But again, now President Trump is saying a ceasefire has been agreed to in the Middle East. Vice President J.D. Vance on the Fox News channel says,
the president's been extremely clear about America's national objective here. It is to create a world where Iran cannot build a nuclear weapon.
In an earlier Truth Social post, President Trump thanked the Iranians for giving an early warning for their response, saying it made it possible for no lives to be lost and nobody to be injured. And again, the president says a ceasefire in place now between Iran and Israel. America's listening to Fox News.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Join Teddy Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for car care tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss car care tomorrow at 10:30 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts. And I wanna feel it too. On an island in the sun, we'll be playing and having fun. And it makes me feel so fun. I can't control my brain.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, motorists will experience shoulder closures this week as construction on the Navarre Beach Causeway seawall continues. The $1.1 million construction contract was set to expire on April 2nd. However, during the construction phase, additional problems were identified. Weather permitting, the project should be completed by Friday.
Okay, the second story that we're watching for you this afternoon, more than 3 weeks into the 2025 Atlantic hurricane season, National Hurricane Center forecasters are monitoring a system 450 miles east of Bermuda. Let me repeat that. 450 miles east of Bermuda, because I know I'm going to get texts in here going, where's the storm? Where's the storm? This is way out in the Atlantic. It has absolutely nothing to do with our area or the Gulf of America. The system's forecast to continue moving south or north. Northeastward at 5 to 10 miles an hour over the open central Atlantic, posing no threat to land, no threat to the Gulf of America. Forecasters also confirming tropical development over the Gulf looks unfavorable through the entire month of June, which is only a few days left.
Right. And your third top three story, third of the top three stories, in response to the U.S. launching airstrikes on Iranian nuclear sites, local military bases across northwest Florida are maintaining their current security levels. Eglin has not increased security measures. Hurlburt Field, NAS Pensacola, and NAS Whiting Field have not responded to any security protocol changes. Authorities continue to assess the security needs of our military installations.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, Florida's District 1 Congressman Jimmy Patronis reacting to Saturday's bombing of Iranian nuclear facilities. He says it was a loud, clear message to Iran from President Trump. So there you go. He was all support. He went on to say the president showed Iranian leaders what would happen if they continued to basically just screw around.
Yeah, just goofing off.
And listen, we want to also remind you that there has been a ceasefire called between Israel and Iran. We just learned of this just a few moments ago. Fox reporting that, and we're staying on top of this story. And we'll have more for you throughout the afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. And continuing with your local scene here, a cantonment woman was arrested on felony charges of grand theft and uttering a false instrument after allegedly depositing an altered check at Harvester's Federal Credit Union. The check's payee had been changed from Hildrip Moving and Storage to the name of 19-year-old Shatresha James. She claimed that she was unaware of the forgery and that two men had asked her to deposit the check because they didn't have bank accounts. James was later released from Escambia County Jail on a $5,000 bond.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The Thunder have taken the NBA by storm. For the first time, the NBA champion resides in Oklahoma City. The storybook season is complete.
On ABC, NBA season ended in Oklahoma City, where the Thunder won the championship with a 103-91 victory over the Indiana Pacers in a deciding Game 7. The MVP of the finals, same player who won MVP for the regular season, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
That's why you play the sport. You play the sport to win. You play every sport to win. We have a team full of competitors. And, we did what it took this year to be champions, and we deserve this. We rose to the moment, and here we are.
NBA Finals MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with ABC. After he scored 29 points and dished out 12 assists in Game 7, Jalen Williams added 20 points for the Thunder. Chet Holmgren had 18. The Pacers lost star Tyrese Halliburton just past the midway mark of the first quarter.
Halliburton's hurt right away when he fell. Of course, that strained calf. He's in pain, so emotional.
On ABC, Tyrese Halliburton, who was playing with a strained calf in his right leg, suffered an Achilles injury in the same limb and was done for the night.
What happened with Tyrese is all of our hearts dropped. But he will be back. He authored one of the great individual playoff runs in the history of the NBA. With dramatic play after dramatic play. It was just something that no one's ever seen.
Pacers head coach Rick Carlisle. Indiana responded to Halliburton's injury by carrying a one-point lead into the second half. But then the Pacers got outscored 56-43 the rest of the way. Blockbuster NBA trade. 15-time All-Star Kevin Durant dealt from the Suns to the Rockets. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And we had mentioned this under the discussion of a frivolous topic late last hour, but multiple reports over the weekend came out saying that the Suns were trading Kevin Durant to the Houston Rockets. ESPN and The Athletic have reported that the Suns will receive Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, and an onslaught of future picks in exchange for Durant. The Miami Heat were actually one of Durant's preferred landing spots, supposedly. Let me just tell you this. I don't like this move by the Rockets. KD is old, and he is famously a disloyal diva when it comes to how he handles some of his destinations. And now the Rockets just gave up a good portion of their future after a great season, one great season. For this dude, it's a win-now move, but it reeks of too much desperation, in my opinion.
Something for us to watch for next season.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Ceremonial groundbreaking set at the site of the Athletics' new Las Vegas baseball stadium. It's going to be a nice one, I want to tell you that. Christian Goodwin has more.
The Athletic Stadium is being built at the former site of the Tropicana Hotel and Casino on the Las Vegas Strip. The Tropicana was imploded last October to make room for the $1.75 billion ballpark. The baseball team making their search for a home outside of Oakland, California, official in May of 2021. The stadium is scheduled to be completed in time for the A's to move in by their 2028 opening day with more than 30,000 seats for fans. A's president Mark Bedain recently saying he expects foundation work to begin at the site in July. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
KLSU, once again on top of the college baseball world, winning the series. Tim McMaster has more on this really good game.
LSU completed the first undefeated run through the College World Series since 2013.
Tiger Town is title town again as the boys bring the eighth World Series title back to the Bayou.
Courtesy ABC, the Tigers topped Coastal Carolina 5-3 in the clincher for the program's second title in the last 3 years. Co-aces Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson started the final two games, tossing 15 and a third innings, allowing 3 runs while striking out 19. The SEC has won the last 6 national titles. The clincher not without controversy. Coastal Carolina head coach Kevin Schnall and first base coach Matt Schilling ejected in the bottom of the first inning for arguing balls and strikes. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. When a team wins their first championship, you either feel as if it's a one-time wonderful experience or you get a sense at the start of what could be multiple championships. For Oklahoma City, it feels like the latter. The Thunder were dominant this year, finishing with 84 total wins, and 64 of those wins were by double digits. They play great defense, and their big three falls in the age range of 23 to 26. And on paper, when you add all that up, you should be expecting another Thunder championship real soon. I'm Zach Gelb.
If Twisted Tea was your best friend, they'd start a dance party in the supermarket that turns into a pool party at your place, and you don't even own a pool. Twisted Tea is smooth, refreshing, and always fun. Twisted Tea hard-ass tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Every success you've had began with a great opportunity. Now there's another one. Last 8 year, University of Maryland Global Campus awarded over $21 million in scholarships to qualified students, including community college students, service members, veterans, and working adults. Now is the time to move your career forward with an online and accredited skills-based education. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chef.
Right now, get a $15 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select AC Pro refrigerant products at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, abortion numbers are rising, and a new survey points to pills prescribed by telehealth as the main reason for the increase. CJ Papa has more on News Radio 92.3.
The data coming from the We Count Project of the Society of Family Planning, which supports abortion access, shows in the months before the 2022 U.S. Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe v. Wade, about 1 in 20 abortions was accessed by telehealth. But in the last 3 months of 2024, it was up to 1 in 4 abortions. The biggest jump came in the middle of 2023 when laws in some Democratic-controlled states took effect with provisions intended to protect medical professionals who use telehealth to prescribe pills to patients in states where abortion is banned or where there are laws restricting telehealth abortion. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And exposure to wildfire smoke and heat stress may negatively impact birth outcomes. According to a study published in Environmental Science and Technology, adverse outcomes at birth were particularly pronounced when exposure occurred during the month before conception and during the first trimester of pregnancy.
Big changes may be coming to an aspect of healthcare known as prior authorization, and it could speed up the process of getting a patient's medication or procedure done a little bit quicker. Jessica Rosenthal has the details.
It's a process that happens every day. You get a prescription, but the pharmacy tells you they need prior authorization to see if your plan will cover it before they give the medication to you. They have to contact the insurance company and your doctor. It can delay getting a medication for several days. This prior authorization process can also impact one's ability to get a procedure or a scan. Now the group America's Health Insurance Plans tells Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. the insurance companies will voluntarily work to make this process faster and simpler, with a goal of addressing 80% of electronic prior authorization requests in real time by the year 2027, as long as those requests are accompanied by all the necessary documents. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Well, you should be aware of scoliosis every month. June is dedicated to raising awareness of the disease that affects millions of Americans. Lisa Brady describes the disease and tells you how you can get checked.
This is House Call for Health. June is Scoliosis Awareness Month to highlight the growing need for early detection, awareness, and public education of the disease. The Scoliosis Research Society describes it as a condition of side-to-side spinal curves that measure greater than 10 degrees. So on an X-ray, it looks more like a C or an S than a straight line. It happens to kids and teens as they grow, so regular screenings are suggested. The Mayo Clinic says treatment can include wearing a brace or even surgery, depending on how large a spinal curve is. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
545 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic conditions together today. How's it going?
Well, luckily, the Navarre Parkway area, if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, is still our worst-looking spot, and that's to be expected this time every hour, so that's not the end of the world. Our last notable spot's going to be Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for your local weather, 86 degrees, low of 76 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be warm, high of 93, low of 77, but there are going to be some slight rainfall chances in the middle of that Tuesday.
546, News Radio 92.3. Millions of Americans continue to be baited by high temps. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has the latest in this Fox weather forecast.
The biggest story in weather this week is the extreme heat covering the eastern half of the country. Many all-time records will be threatened the next few days, especially along the I-95 corridor, with temperatures and humidity combined making it feel well over 100 degrees. Please take care if you are susceptible to heat-related illnesses. Meanwhile, the risk of heavy rain and strong storms for sections of the central and southern plains just west of that ridge of high pressure anchored across the east. Fox Weather has all your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Proposed federal spending cuts to health care in Republicans' One Big Beautiful Bill Act may increase some families' medical debts by as much as $22,800, according to a new report from Third Way, a Washington, D.C.-based think tank. The Republican budget bill proposes $1.1 trillion in cuts to health care that target Medicaid and Affordable Care Act coverage. Trump Media and Technology Group, the parent company of Truth Social, said its board is approving a stock buyback of up to $400 million. President Trump, who indirectly owns more than 114 million shares of the company, remains the largest shareholder. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, with the Dow up 375 points, the S&P 500 added 57, and the NASDAQ grew by 183. Crude oil futures for August are falling 4%. Above 66 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Stay connected. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. A major weight loss drug manufacturer is cutting off a telemedicine service. You'll know who I'm talking about. Here it comes. Here's Jenny Casola.
Novo Nordisk says it will no longer be working with Hims & Hers Health, and its weight loss medication Wegovy will no longer be available through the service. Novo Nordisk is accusing Hims & Hers of failing to adhere to the law, which prohibits mass sales of compounded drugs. The drug company says there's no longer a shortage, so Hims & Hers was supposed to be moving patients off knockoff compounded medications onto Wegovy. Novo Nordisk Executive Vice President David Moore accuses Hims & Hers of an illegal sham, claiming to be personalizing treatment, instead jeopardizing the health of Americans by using unauthorized components made in China. Jenny Cosolda, Fox News.
And the Supreme Court is declining to intervene in Tesla's case against Louisiana's ban on direct sales by automakers. In 2022, Elon Musk's Tesla sued members of the Louisiana Motor Vehicle Commission and the Louisiana Automobile Dealers Association. The company claimed they were abusing their control of the commission to take aim at Tesla's sales model and push it from the market.
All right, afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. There's a new way to get around in one Texas city. Dara Albinger says if Elon Musk has his way, you'll be able to get one in other places soon.
A few dozen driverless Tesla Model Ys were spotted traversing Austin, Texas early Sunday morning. CEO Elon Musk posted on his social media platform X that the robo-taxi launch would start that afternoon. Riders could get a Lyft for a flat fee of $4.20. The launch was much smaller than Musk would have liked, in part due to pushback from lawmakers. A group of Democratic state senators and House members had asked the company to delay the debut until a new autonomous vehicle law took effect in September. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration also wants to know how the company would handle things like adverse weather and crashes. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
And here's your daily dose of disturbing. Artificial intelligence startup Anthropic safety tests have found that most AI models resort to blackmail if it feels threatened. This includes Meta, Google, OpenAI, and Anthropic's own. The San Francisco-based company set up a safety scenario giving the models access to fictional company emails. When an email discussion appeared about replacing the current AI model, the AI model threatened the engineer with publicly releasing a fictitious, compromising email.
Okay, the Trump administration's recently increased steel tariffs hit the consumer appliance market today. Jeff Manasso following the story for us.
President Trump's 50% tariff on steel is now also in effect on additional steel derivative products, with fears of price increases on home appliances, including refrigerators, washers, and dryers. Though major appliance maker Whirlpool and its CEO Mark Bitzer is applauding steel tariffs that also prevent foreign competitors from getting around them, telling Fox Business Thursday.
Tariffs don't necessarily mean higher prices. They mean more production in the U.S. and ultimately also more competitive environment in the U.S. and a competitive setup.
The Michigan-based Whirlpool Corporation has also since announced major investments in its U.S. manufacturing. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Well, customers of a major fast food restaurant are being urged to spend their money elsewhere this week. I didn't know McDonald's made this much money. And customers not to go there. Well, let's find out what's going on. Here's Tanya J. Powers.
This week, McDonald's is set to join the ever-growing list of companies targeted by boycotts. It's being organized by the People's Union USA, the movement behind boycotts of Target and Walmart. As part of their economic blackout tour, the group is urging Americans to refrain from spending money at McDonald's between June 24th and 30th. The fast food chain has already been battling a boycott since 2023, led by a different group for allegedly complying with the Israeli military in the Gaza Strip. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Are you looking for a unique restaurant experience? It's Calvert's in the Heights, a one-of-a-kind English-themed restaurant and pub with stunning views of Escambia Bay. Enjoy delicious cuisine from British fare to American bar foods to fresh home-cooked meals. Or stop into the pub for a great selection of beers, liquors, and wines. You'll find it all at Calvert's. Don't miss the Red, White, and Blues Watch Party, Saturday, July 12th, 10:30 till 3. Replace the heat and traffic with cold AC and frosty drinks and the Blue Angels air show on the big screen. Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here I go again on my own. Going down the only road I've ever known.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Bye. 5:55, heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price, he's already locked and loaded and has a look at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see. Not too much going on from what I can see. That's typically how it is this time every afternoon. Got a lot of that traffic starting to dissipate. Maybe have some minor backups still on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. But outside of that, there's nothing holding you up, at least not for too long. As for the weather, 86 degrees, low of 76. Tomorrow, going to be very warm, high of 93. The day after that is going to be 96, so that sucks. But on Tuesday, we do have some slight rainfall chances in the middle of the day.
Here's today's pop culture news.
How about this for a teaming up of a project? Dolly Parton joining Motley Crue for a song that raises money for charity. Nikki Sticks and all, come on, get the hairspray out. Big hair, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I get it.
Okay, Michelle Polino has the details on this interesting project.
Dolly Parton has teamed up with Motley Crue for a new version of their 1985 classic song, Home Sweet Home. The track will appear on the band's upcoming collection From the Beginning out September 12th, the same day they launch a 10-show Vegas residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM. Parton called the experience an honor and a joy, saying she was thrilled to join the band for their 40th anniversary edition of the song. A portion of the single's proceeds will go to Covenant House, a nonprofit supporting homeless youth. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
You know, speaking of Dolly Parton, she's headed to Sin City. The country music icon announced her Dolly Live in Las Vegas mini residency today. It's set to take place December 4th through the 13th at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace. Parton hasn't regularly toured in almost a decade, and she hasn't had an extended run in Vegas in 32 years.
You know, this is the breaking news story of the afternoon, and I just want to share it with you. Fox broke in on this. Was it about an hour ago, would you say, Austin? About an hour we got this?
Yeah. At least 40, 45 minutes.
And what we're talking about, President Trump confirming Iran and Israel have agreed to a ceasefire. And what they're saying is they've agreed to a complete and total ceasefire. I'm not sure what that means, but you're going to hear about it this afternoon.
Hug, kiss, make up. That's what it means.
We're rolling out the story for you, and you will hear it first on News Radio 92.3. I want to also add this in here. A longtime actor with the comedy show Hee Haw. You know, I'm always making fun of Junior Samples and all the crew of Hee Haw, because I loved Hee Haw. Anyway, this longtime actor from Hee Haw has died. Michelle Polino has a story. And I think you're going to recognize who we're talking about.
Gaylord Sartain, the beloved character actor and comedian best known for his role
Hello, babe,
as the Big Bopper in the Buddy Holly story and as a longtime cast member of Hee Haw, has died. He was 78 years old. Sartain passed away after a long illness. He got his start as a cameraman. His big break came in 1972 when a talent scout recruited him for Hee Haw, where he spent 20 seasons. His career spanned television and film with credits in Mississippi Burning, The Outsiders, Fried Green Tomatoes, The Big Easy, and more. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Cardi B is gearing up to release her highly anticipated sophomore album. It's titled Am I the Drama and is set to drop on September 19th. Cardi made the announcement on social media with a photo of the album cover showing her posing in red with a flock of crows. It's been over 7 years since she released her Grammy-winning debut album, Invasion of Privacy.
Johnny Depp making rare comments about his disastrous relationship with Amber Heard, as well as their highly publicized 2022 defamation trial. Here's Lillian Wu with the details.
Johnny Depp referring to himself as a crash test dummy for the Me Too movement since his ex-wife Amber Heard's accusations of abuse came out before the movement. Depp telling British paper The Sunday Times he has no regrets, saying if he didn't pursue the defamation case, it would be like I've actually committed the acts I'm accused of. The Pirates of the Caribbean star did not name anyone specifically, but he also spoke about feeling betrayed by individuals he previously considered friends during the trial, stating that some did me dirty. The jury largely sided with Depp, finding that Heard had defamed him with actual malice. It also found that Depp, through his former attorney, defamed Heard on one count. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Mortgage rates slightly lower today. 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.86%. The average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.12%. Traffic, weather, a lot of news coming up in less than 12 minutes on News Radio 92.3.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3.
WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.